You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to ACT's Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden as part of our weekly catch-up. We spoke about the new pill testing bill, which is being passed with urgency in Parliament. And then we talked about ACT's feelings about Labour deciding to extend minimum sick leave from 5 to 10 days. But first, I asked how she was feeling after her first week in Parliament.
Yeah, it's strange because it's the first week of Parliament actually sitting. And we've already gone into urgency, which means that this morning is technically, in Parliament language, Tuesday night.
Right.
So Parliament is still sitting at 9 o'clock this morning as though Parliament is still going last night until 1 o'clock. And, there's just a lot of stuff to get through.
Yeah, so let's talk about this this urgency, which I'm assuming is to do with the pill testing bill, right?
Yeah, well, the government did what it calls moving urgency last night after the dinner break. And moving urgency just means that, look, we've got a lot of stuff that we want to get through. And instead of finishing the day at 10 o'clock, we're going to pretend that the morning, the next morning, doesn't exist, start sitting all the way until 1 p.m. again, and tack that on as though that's still Tuesday night to progress some legislation. So there's four bits of legislation that they were hoping to get through. We didn't get through a single one of them yet. So this could actually extend to tonight. But it really is a bit of a worry because one of the bills that they wanted to pass, we were expecting to vote on it last night. We still haven't even seen it this morning. And so that's, I guess, a real concern for me in democracy and transparency, that we're expected to analyse and vote on legislation just when we see it in the House. You know, we don't have time to look through it. And so, of course, we're going to be opposing most of it. But luckily, yesterday, one of them that did come through was the drug and substance checking legislation. And so I did have the chance to look at that, and the ACT Party decided that we would support it. And that's really, I think, the basis for urgency on that one is that it should be passed by summer, because that is going to be when most young people are out at the concerts and the festivals, and they'll be presented with illegal substances. So I can understand the need for urgency in passing the law before that period. But for a lot of the other ones that they're wanting to get through, I just don't see the purpose in it.
So could you give me a little bit more info about what this bill entails?
Yeah, so for me, this bill, it's got nothing to do with whether drugs should or should not be legal or illegal, or whether young people should be taking them. You know, we're not here to have a moral argument. This is a pretty specific piece of legislation. It's really just highlighting a grey area that drug testing stations exist in the current law. So you've got people like Know Your Stuff that go out to festivals and they test people's drugs and substances, but they're not actually allowed to touch them themselves. So they have these sites, young people come along, and the young people have to load them into the machines themselves to do the tests. So they have to be taught on site how to do it. And that's because the people from the organisations, they believe that if they touched it, they would be in breach of possession and supply of an illicit substance. So they're doing a harm reduction task in our community, but in doing so, they're in this area that maybe they could be in breach of the law. So it's tidying up that and saying, well, we don't actually want to change that the substance is illegal. We're just putting a little card that these people can touch it for a few minutes and not be prosecuted. And I think that's the right thing to do, because if we have people taking illegal substances and we have the ability to reduce harm and potentially allow someone to make that decision with more information than they have now, which could lead to them having like a life-saving decision and not taking it, I think that's the right thing to do.
Where does ACT stand on how these substances should be treated?
Yeah, so our position is that we're not shifting on the fact that they should still remain illegal. We're just saying that if young people are going to be taking illegal substances, which, you know, we live in reality, it's going to happen, they should at least have some more information presented to them. And it's our hope and wish that people didn't feel the need to take illegal substances, but also we know that they do. So if you're a parent sending your kid off for their first school holiday away from home, I think it would give a lot of people peace of mind to know if they are going to take a risk, potentially for the first time, and take an illegal substance, that they actually know what's in it.
So I also wanted to talk about Labor's announcement that they would double the number of sick leave days available to employees from 5 to 10. What do you think of that response?
Yeah, look, it just doesn't add up for us. So they do want to increase sick leave from 5 days to 10 days, and the government's own regulatory impact statement, which is the analysis that bills have to go through before they're passed as law, it shows that this is going to have a cost to businesses of about $1 billion a year. And this is at the time when businesses are going through a recession. 37,000 people in the last business quarter lost their jobs. And we're also thinking of putting on another public holiday and different types of fair pay agreements. So it's really kicking businesses when they're already down.
In your initial press release, I saw the ACT Party was arguing that these additional sick days won't really have much of a tangible impact on COVID-19. But from what I could tell, this isn't necessarily a response to COVID, since these changes aren't really going to be implemented until the middle of next year. To me, the response feels like sort of an acknowledgement of how health has become quite important.
I look at it in a different way. I mean, the government has used the argument in their own rationale for why we should be passing this law because of COVID. And it's kind of saying, well, there's a couple of handfuls of people at any given time who might be needing extended leave for COVID testing. But it's putting that same law in place for 2.7 million people who don't need it. And there hasn't been any analysis that New Zealanders need any more sick leave. The 5 days hasn't been working and that they're needing more. And in fact, if you look at it from another perspective, 50% of employees already get more than 5 days entitlement. So you've got to remember that the 5 days is a minimum entitlement. 50% of businesses are already doing more. These are not businesses that are just trying to keep as much money to themselves. Everybody is trying to do the best by their employees. But it does make you wonder, small businesses would be giving their staff higher leave entitlements if they could actually afford it. But to keep a business going and to keep an economy moving, you do need people at work. You need people there to produce and to buy and sell the goods for you.
But this is something that people have been fighting for quite a long time. And it's not necessarily about the realities of it being a minimum and the fact that most people who are lucky enough